So this session we're looking at the subconscious and subconscious patterns. And a useful first meditation is, with you mostly is visualizations, is to imagine going into an underground chamber and imagining that's your subconscious realm. And in the subconscious, on a personal level, will be things like unfinished tasks, jobs, things you've buried, emotions, often guilt trips, resentments, things you feel you should have done, didn't do, etc. And as personal, there's often collective subconscious or group subconscious clutter, other people's clutter they may have projected onto you, and vice versa. So often other people's energies. And there's on a collective level, a kind of collective subconscious, often described by psychoanalysts like Jungian. But often you can't clear the collective or the group until you've cleared your personal. And you might think, what's the point? Well, the subconscious gets heavier and heavier, more and more cluttered, and then it drags on the conscious mind and conscious emotions, making it feel ultimately heavy and depressed. The key symptom will be melancholy. But it's more than just clearing that mood of earth being earthbound. Eventually, everyone has to clean their subconscious realm on a personal and collective level, because ultimately the subconscious will collapse and no longer be the subconscious realm. In a future stage of the world and human race, evolution is such that there will be no subconscious. You can't bury anything. So if you don't clean the subconscious before then, that's a future stage, at least 50,000 years from now, then when the subconscious collapses, you'll be faced by the entities and the demons or something that are often there for many people. And that becomes quite horrifying. It's as if you create your own subconscious patterns outwardly. Now, there's not that many incarnations, if you think about it, between now and then. Only several dozen, really, that you can work on this pattern properly. So it's worth clearing it now, making a start. So just follow the visual image and see if you feel or sense anything, and we'll see what happens. So, first, imagining that you're in a bubble of golden white light. A bubble that's completely surrounding you. And we intend that our spirit guides are with us in this journey, in particularly Archangel Michael and his legions of angels. And just for a moment, with a few breaths, let go of your day and your journey here so far. And just feel your feet on the ground. Become aware of your body and your energy is light, buoyant. Just sensing tensions in your body, in your energy. Visualize waves of light and water just washing away, ebbing away all the tensions. And affirm that your body is your temple, a temple for your soul, and that you are constantly refining your temple to be the perfect vehicle for your spirit. imagine looking within and down your body, perhaps down to your belly, and become aware that there are some stairs spiraling down into the earth, as if there's a basement deep below you. But the stairs down to that basement have a door, a thick door, which is labelled, "This is the path to the subconscious." Imagining going down those stairs, travelling into your subconscious. And you have a key in your hand, which is a key to that door. And you can unlock it. So going down the stairs, imagining you enter your basement, subconscious, subterranean realm, a room under the ground where you can see if there is any clutter that you have stored in your subconscious over the years. And you first just to get your bearings down there. Explore that basement. To be shown if there is any specific emotional clutter down there that now needs to be cleared. It could be some fear or some anger or some guilt or whatever emotion you feel you may have buried down there from your life experiences. Thank you. continue to rise from your basement subconscious into your conscious realm, so you can face things and no longer bury anything. Feel yourself back here on the surface, and imagine now, or affirm to yourself, that you have taken on extra responsibility for your own stuff now. So we're going to use Dionysus initiations on a positive scale, and Dionysus was particularly adept as a principle to go into that subconscious realm and bring light into it. And that's the light and fire of the ego, of your personal self, so that you can master that realm. And what usually happened is that the ego or the sense of self needed to be challenged or tested against some of the forces down there. Now, what most people do when they activate Dionysian energies is on a negative scale, and that's through alcohol. And that means they disinhibit themselves. Alcohol used to be a power plant, a substance that would actually help you on your path, on a spiritual path. It was used only in rituals. It wasn't a social drink, as it were. And it was a very important substance at that time to loosen some of these subconscious forces and make them rise. And as these subconscious forces rose, then you had to strengthen your ego to control them. Mm-hmm. I.e., what are some of the subconscious forces that rise when people drink alcohol? They have urges, and those urges often are inappropriate urges, hedonistic behavior or aggressive behavior, or they say things that they don't really wouldn't normally say or do. Now, these are forces of the subconscious rising. Now, you don't need alcohol, obviously, for this meditation. What you can do is activate the Dionysian forces within your own blood and then go into the subconscious and see what happens. And this also brings us to a principle that's in the Bible, in esoteric Christianity, and not talking about exoteric, and that is, you are the true vine. In you is the principle of alcohol in your blood. There is actually some alcohol in your blood, and in that alcohol is very important. It's the power of the subconscious that you have mastered. And the other principle that we'll touch on is the grail. So what it basically boils down to is there are very powerful forces that you could tap into. Let's see what happens.
How do you master them? Pushing them back down, or by releasing them and letting them go?
Well, you'll know when you're there. So, let's see what happens. That there are guides down there that will, you know, help you. Let's see what happens. That there are guides down there that will, you know, help you. So again, visualize that you're in a bubble of golden light. And this time, you're going to also become aware of the interplay of light and dark, and the forces of self-control or mastery with those of disinhibition, of uncontrolled energy. So I'd like you now to imagine again there is a spiral staircase going down. But this time, this staircase isn't inside your body, but in front of you, is going down into the earth, as if the earth opens up. You notice the rocks, the earth itself has become molten, liquid. You become aware of surging elemental forces, nature forces all around you. That the earth is alive. And you enter a vast chamber deep under the ground, where Dionysus and his guides, spirit guides, have been waiting. Holding ancient initiations, but now brought to the modern age. And first sense or ask Dionysus whether you are ready to receive the initiation that he is to offer. Do you have within you the forces of responsibility, self-control, moral responsibility? Sense what his message is to you. Dionysus offers you a sacred drink or potion in which there are mixtures of both a special alcohol, the principle of the Grail, and an elixir that connects you to Christ consciousness within the blood. So take this sacred cup, drink of that potion, and imagine what happens now as light flows into your blood. analysis gives you some of that potion in a vessel or bottle for you to keep and to take back up to the surface. So you can drink off that elixir whenever you need to. And he bids you to return to the surface now. Again, the staircase down to the underground remains open as you return. Particularly now, we'll focus on the liver, and the liver is the key organ that you've actually been activating. You may have become aware of it, and it's the key organ that connects to this realm of the etheric. The etheric elemental forces, this world ether. Exactly, and when you activate these or receive these forces, you can regenerate not just the liver, but eventually your whole body, and reverse all kinds of aging processes. Now, there are key minerals that hold or store light. Metabolic light. There's actually light inside your body. You can't see it with your outer eyes, of course, but with your inner eye you can realize light, and that light is being released all the time when you say breakdown. We'll just push light away and anchor darkness, dimness, which is quite tiring. Now, the other metal worth focusing on first, though, is magnesium in the liver. Now, magnesium is in your cells there particularly, and is the particular metal in chlorophyll. the green colour in leaves in plants is based on the pigment chlorophyll, which utilises magnesium metal, and that harnesses the light. It's the light carrier that then goes into the sugar. So similarly, the magnesium in your liver is very important for holding this light before it transfers to other things like phosphorus. What most people should do is store as much energy as they can in their liver. It's not about being greedy. The liver should have a big storage reservoir and much more than you need on a day-to-day basis. But most people live in a liver yin or etheric deficiency state, which then triggers things like exhaustion, fatigue, all kinds of stagnation and that's on, including mental fatigue. So what I want to do now is focus on the amount of magnesium and light you have stored in your liver, and just increase it. With your mental imagery, you can boost your storage capacity in your liver. Okay. Jing is an inherited essence, particularly related to kidneys, but it will be relevant. And what you'll feel as you do this, you may sense if your liver has been draining energy, and therefore light and magnesium, maybe through giving power away, maybe through physical things like parasites or infections, or maybe through having a weak blood, boundary issues, and so on. Okay? So visualize again in your bubble of light, but this time mentally go within to your liver, which is just under the right side of your lungs, just under your right rib cage. You can press on that area with your hand for a minute just to give a sensation so you know where to go. For a moment, just sense if that area feels strong and stable, or if you become aware of tension or a sense of weakness in your liver area. imagine that you have a battery charger in your liver. It is rechargeable, and ask to see or sense the amount of light energy, magnesium light, that you are storing in your liver as a charge. We ask that the plant kingdom, plant devas that may be specific to you and to your liver, to give it extra magnesium and light, boosting and charging, nourishing your liver with light from the plant kingdom. The amount of light and energy rises in your liver, become aware of what that extra energy wants to do. And try to make it stay at rest, just simply be still, at peace, and stored in the liver. Rushing or leaking in any panic or emotional states. Start imagining that the increased liver energy or light being stored now starts circulating and flowing within your body, regenerating all parts of your body. Particularly sense what emotion is embedded in this new energy in your liver, this new light. Sense the emotion of joy and happiness, grace and peace. another principle that this doesn't just involve the liver, but is that the relationship between your higher self and your lower self. Think of it like this. Which one of those two things are you? The lower self or the higher self? Yes, if you affirm to yourself that you are the higher self, then you will be it. If you always think that you're the lower self, you'll never become the higher self, because your thoughts are blocking that process and saying that's something for the future. So if you intend and become and know that you are the higher self, of course there's a higher self above your higher self here, so you'll always transcend and find a higher part of you, but realize right now that you are the higher self. Whichever feels right for you. And now once you become that energy, consciousness, then of course you can look down at your lower selves. It's multiple. There isn't just one lower self, as in this one. There are all the other lower selves that are other aspects of your life experiences, your childhood, the roles you play with people, and past and future lives, multiple lives. There are lots of lower selves. Now, as you look down at your lower selves, you might imagine that you're looking down from a high vantage point and sensing the activities of select lower selves, maybe just this one. And imagine what mood you're projecting down to your lower self. Are you projecting down one of anger or, you know, indignation or some negativity? And is your lower self therefore also in a negative relationship with your higher self, i.e. you? So I want you to start actually building a positive rapport, communication and leap between the two. Because it's only reflecting back what the lower self is sending up. You know, the things just perpetuate. And remember, the soul isn't perfect. The spirit can be perfect, the highest level of you. But try to see that you're constantly moulding and improving on your higher self perspective. Anyway, let's see what happens with this. So, visualizing now again, but this time you are in a column of golden white light. And you can imagine that you have wings, like angel wings. Body of blue or white light. You and your light body. And in your mind, say the following affirmation a few times to reinforce it. I am the higher self. I am the soul. Reinforce the I am. Overcome any resistance or disbelief that you may have, that anything that says that you are not the soul. By just repeating that affirmation, I am the higher self, I am the soul. And at some point, start looking down intending to look down at your lower selves, or maybe just this lower self. And imagine what emotion you are radiating from your soul, from you as the higher self, down to your lower self. Is it one of love? To increase the amount of love and warmth, a cozy energy that you are sending down to your lower self, showing your lower self that you have constant support for it. Down to your lower self, as if you drop your consciousness down. Imagine you are the lower self, by saying, I am the lower self. And sense what is your attitude to your higher self. Try to dispel any confusion or negativity by fostering the attitude or imagining your lower self is in a space of worship and prayer, praise for its own higher self, and constant receptivity for the messages of the higher self, constantly discovering the messages in an excited way from your higher self. Two aspects of you, the higher self and the lower self, in front of you, in your mind's eye. And try to imagine that your higher self represents your cosmic nature, the part of you from the stars, and your lower self represents your earth nature, the part that came from this earth. Both important as a union of visualizing a figure of eight, which is the symbol of unity between these two. And try to put that crossing over point in the figure of eight in your heart. So, as a centering, we're going to the heart. Visualize now that you're going into your heart chamber. As if inside your heart is a temple, a church, a cathedral, whatever sacred building you prefer. As you go deeper into this heart temple, imagine walking into the innermost sanctum or shrine, the Holy of Holies, where there are sacred candles burning, a sacred oil. There, imagine that you are in worship to God, to your spirit. Sense in a way that this is the most important energy within you. Try to expand that innermost sanctum in your heart until your whole body becomes a temple and a shrine, as if you are honoring God and your spirit with all your actions, all your thoughts, with everything you are.